Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone.
Well.
We are just here again, popping in at the start of this week's episode,
yes,
because we just wanted to say a quick thank you for anyone who bought
tickets
to the Girls' Bathroom Planet Tour.
We cannot believe it, you guys.
We were shook, let me tell you.
We were not expecting the sales that we got. Genuinely. And the amount of you guys that have literally gone and bought tickets for Swansea, York, Dublin,
Liverpool,
just places we've never even been before is crazy. And we think we've pretty much sold out.
I know, we can't believe. But we thought we were going to be pushing these tickets all year long, guys.
Right.
Everyone on our team, all of us, our parents, everyone is what?
We can't believe
How
it.
How have you nearly sold out all of them?
We
it's all thanks to you guys.
Yeah,
and we London matinee,
lovely
afternoon.
We're speechless. So we've not had the official as we're recording it. We've not had the official report on exactly what we've done, but we think they're pretty much all gone,
which is wild.
If you got one, fantastic.
We can't wait to see you.
And we're seeing all your TikToks of people getting tickets,
so
and
nice.
They're so excited, and it's just so lovely.
We're so excited.
We
just wanted to say thank you because we were so overwhelmed with the news on Friday when tickets went out. Thank you so much for being there,
speechless,
for setting your alarms.
Yes.
We really hope any of you who wanted to get a ticket has got one.
Please.
Still be a few left.
Yeah,
the link is in our Girls' Bathroom bio, but we just were really overwhelmed by the response. We just wanted to quickly say thank you so much.
And September can't come fucking sooner, you guys.
Enjoy the episode.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so question of the week. This week is...
absolutely corker.
I'm so intrigued about
I feel like in my life, tell them what the thing is before I go on.
So tell us the most brutally honest piece of advice you've ever had to give a friend.
I hope there's some corkers in there.
I can think of something.
Oh, you've given someone an intervention before.
I have given an intervention before.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was that was a big deal.
That was a big sit-down talk at my home.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yes.
And
big intervention. And it was
big intervention.
It's like an intervention.
It was an intervention.
It's like it gets to the point where it's like, I've been putting up with your behavior for so long, because you were.
I was, yeah.
And you were really, you were put in situations.
Mm.
And and then it got to the point where you're like, no.
And
it boiled over.
The biggest piece of advice, I think the crux of what I said was basically, if you keep acting the way you are, you're going to lose all your
friends.
You're going to lose me. Like, I will not stick around.
Yeah,
you're
going to
lose this person, and that. Yeah.
Yeah. God, blimey.
Still wasn't enough, though.
Shit. No, didn't get through. Didn't get through to the membrane.
I think it did get through.
Eventually,
but at that point, what I said would happen happened. And it was well, it's too late now.
You've got your head screwed on.
I'd like to think so. But it's sad. It's not nice.
It is sad.
It's not nice.
No, it wasn't.
But that's just something that comes to my mind.
Yeah, that's the only thing that comes to my mind. I've never issued an intervention.
Okay, so what's the most brutal piece of advice you've ever given a friend?
Okay.
Suck it up and get over it, girl. Okay.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
That your boyfriend is a manipulator.
Oh, do you know what? Sometimes you do need to hear that.
Oh, he doesn't not want a girlfriend. He just doesn't want you to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the hardest piece. That's a hard piece of advice to swallow. Yeah.
He just doesn't like you, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Stop begging it for boys' attention. Okay.
Okay. I couldn't hear that one. Stop begging it.
Stop begging it.
Imagine I told you, stop begging it. No, seriously, you're actually begging it.
That
I'd cry.
Your boyfriend is a rat. That's my advice.
That's not advice. Your boyfriend's a rat. Goodbye.
Oh, God. If he was in love with you, he never would have cheated on you.
Yeah, that's solid advice. Mm-hmm. That's solid advice.
Your boyfriend treats you like shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Sometimes you got to hear
your boyfriend's an ugly ass motherfucker.
He is an ugly ass. He is ugly. Sometimes you've got to hear that, though. He's ugly.
I know. But that's not
advice. Yeah, but in the
moment. I think only in the instance of when, like, if Cinzia got treated like shit and couldn't get over a guy, I'd be like, he's fucking ugly.
And then you actually think he is fucking ugly.
Only in that instance, I think that is okay.
Yeah.
You're a smash and dash. Ouch.
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 No, I love him though. I'm in love with him. No, it's actually so sad, isn't it?
Ouch. Okay. Complaining without taking action won't get you anywhere.
True.
That jumper is ugly.
Fucking ouch. No. Ouch. If Sophia commented on my clothes, I'd actually cry.
Saying that's fucking ugly.
No, because we've had that before and it's not nice.
It's not
when
nice.
When someone is seriously going, no, it's fucking ugly.
Do you like my new top?
No. That actually hurts.
I would never have the heart to say that.
Never.
I'd say but I do. I think,
but it's all personal style, like.
Yeah, if you were asking me, should I wear this or this, you can word it in a way that's like, yeah, I like that, but I think that is so much better. Yes. You've definitely got better.
Yes, but style is so subjective.
Yeah.
Like, stuff Mariana, my younger sister, wears, God, I won't touch with a barge pole.
But it's her style.
But it's her style, and it looks cute, and I sport it, and I buy the stuff she wants.
Told my bestie she needed to see a therapist. Okay.
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up all
around. He's never going to be the boyfriend you want him to be.
Oh, that one hurts. Yeah.
You're being toxic. You're a shit singer. Please stop posting singing videos online. That's crushing people's dreams.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That one would actually hurt.
Ouch.
Because like, if Sophia was a struggling actress.
And you just said to me, baby, you're shit. That, like, there's nicer there's nicer ways to word it.
Yeah.
Why don't you pursue something
else? Think about Friends. They all supported Joey for years.
I know, for years.
You know,
and
when
years
they
years.
Feeded his Delulu.
They did.
And that's you got to be with some of that stuff. Maybe if, like, you got to the age of, but then you could have. Even if you were 45, you could make it as a more mature actress.
You can.
And land some of the mothering roles.
Absolutely.
You know?
If anything, like, is there less competition? I don't know.
Exactly. The grandmas. You know, we need grandma actresses.
Yeah.
So there's always a time to make it.
That they're being a tart. That's not a word that I use.
You're a tart.
A tart.
What is that? A whore and a slut?
I think so. Her new hair matched.
No, you can't be mean about hair.
Matched a Freddo frog? That doesn't make sense.
What does that mean?
Oh, God. This is advice. Don't go broke trying to look rich. Act your wage. Wow.
Act your wage. I've never heard that before in my life. Act your wage.
Don't go broke trying to look rich. But I get the messaging behind that.
Yeah, I get the messaging
Stop trying to stunt and try and impress all these people who actually don't even care. Like, that's just so stupid.
Yeah. Actual wage.
You're the one hurting yourself at this point. out.
Yeah, sometimes you've got
to
hear
that
it.
She was the reason her relationships weren't working.
It's hard to reflect inward, it really is. So you know what, we struggle with that, all of us, isn't it? Reflecting inward is one of the hardest things.
Taking accountability.
Yeah, taking accountability is a
pretty
tough
tricky.
One. Pretty tough one. It's a tough one, though. Mm-hmm. Because, like, even, like, in situations when you're, like, talking to your friends about it, you want your friends on your side.
Completely.
You know, if I was venting about a situation that happened to me, I think well, I think you're the actual problem.
I'd say, shut the fuck up.
Shut up!
I would rather my friends lie to me and be on my side.
Same.
And when I'm in that state of mind, yes. When I'm like venting and I'm just like, don't challenge me,
especially
on this, please.
Especially about a boy.
Yeah.
Like,
just get on my side. Absolutely. I don't need to hear your you know, unemotional reasoning.
Yeah.
Right,
I don't
now.
Need to hear your rational response.
Your rational
yeah.
thoughts. That the hair extensions looked bad. Okay.
You know, maybe I've been there once or twice.
That's not your best set.
No, listen. I've given Lydia... we've given it to her spray. Your hair extensions look shit. Take them out. I've given that advice just like that before.
She needs to hear that sometimes.
Yes, she does.
But she knows it too. She's not. She's not in denial.
So Lydia, my sister, would rather have shit extensions than her own fucking length, right? Wouldn't she?
Yeah.
I'll never forget Coachella 2022.
I will
that set
never
of extensions.
Ponytail this thick all on one side of her head.
She had about seven tapes right above her ear. She could do nothing with it. And the tapes were this. If you know tape, these tapes were this wide.
It was
anyway,
so big.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, God.
I had a bug in my hair the other day. You saw a picture of that.
I know.
Bug. A bug landed on my head.
Bug.
And Lydia went,
bug's
yeah.
Like- that a pair of sunglasses looked horrible on her. They were Fendi.
Okay. Do you know what? Sunglasses is actually...
Because you can't tell how you look in sunglasses.
You don't know what suits your face. Because my perception of my face is so warped.
Same.
I don't know what I look like.
I don't.
Sophia,
I've got issues though.
I could not draw my face. I don't know
but
what I look like.
When you put sunglasses on... You're looking through that tint. You can't see your
yes.
face. And I'm like, I don't even think
yes.
these look
so,
good.
So the sunglass shop is where I would actually seek.
I would really value that.
Advice. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Last thing you want is sunglasses that make you look freaky.
Make look worse.
They just make you look worse. May as well just fucking take them off. They just make you look worse.
They're not doing you any favours.
Sophia, those sunglasses are doing you no favours. Take them off, please. Don't know who you think. I mean, you think you look good in them, but you don't fucking look good. Take them off.
They're doing you no favours.
Listen, I've had a few pairs of sunglasses over my time that just do not suit my face. You know, buying sunglasses online is just, you can't do it.
Oh,
you
can never.
To,
I've learned that lesson
yeah,
now.
You do need
I'm
to
not
try
doing
them on.
Any more of that.
Yeah. Just because Hailey Bieber looks good in them
doesn't
mean
my
fat
will.
Face will suit them. So
doesn't mean I can pull them off.
Yeah. Those are lessons I've learned.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, I've been deep in these Ugg Tasmans that everyone's wearing. And you know, I put them on today, guys. I'm wearing the dark chocolate brown Ugg Tasman things. And I'm just looking at them now. Low-key, these are so ugly. Like, these are so ugly. And I'm thinking, I can't wear... I'm low-key
they
thinking,
need to be... I think
like
they...
these are cute.
I think they look better. I think they are cute, but I think they look really cute with leggings.
Leggings. Do you know what
sometimes
they look really
I put them
with?
On.
A flared legging.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm not sure about a flared legging yes. on me personally. It's not my shape.
It's my shape.
Oh, okay.
If you say so, babe. All right. Okay.
I think you look better.
Well, I would say no to the flared leggings, but go off. Okay.
I don't think they do you any favors.
But, you know, absolutely.
Oh, God. Right. I'm just still scrolling. We've had a lot of responses. Most are relating to men, like girls telling their friends, like, look, he just doesn't
yeah.
like you.
Yeah.
Get over yeah. it. That seems to be the yeah. majority of the response.
Yeah. Because it's.
She smells of cheese.
Oh.
Have you had a Dairy triangle? You got cheese string in your bag.
You got cheese. I can fucking smell it from here. You got a cheese string in your bag. I can smell it.
Okay. Well, that was pretty enjoyable. Mostly
myself.
About guys. There, that response.
Yeah,
was.
I think I feel like the main interventions that need to be acted upon are the ones where it's like, your boyfriend is treating you like shit.
Yeah.
Or he's a manipulator, he's a lying cheater.
Because it takes courage.
And he's never going to change.
I think it takes a lot of courage to... Depends on your friendship dynamics, but yeah. I think it takes a lot of courage to be brutally honest with your friends. Cool. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't want you to be brutally honest with me.
Yeah.
Unless I was really in dire straits.
When it gets to the point where it's like, this boyfriend is lying and saying they're going to change.
You need to step in.
Then it's like, no, if it was like a recurring cheating, you know, thing and, you know, you were still forgiving him or something, that's when, you just have to.
Or your best friend was acting a bit wild.
Yes.
You had to reel her in a little bit. Yes,
if it was, you know, drugs and alcohol.
Or sleeping with married men.
Yes.
Those kind of vibes.
Yes. And it's like an addiction to married men or something. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Hit us with the first dilemma.
Okay, right, we're following on from the question of the week here. We've got girl talk. Best friend is in love with an engaged man. And then she's put ... The story only gets worse.
I couldn't imagine. You know what? That would be
so
sad.
This is where
we
need some brutal advice, isn't it?
Wouldn't that be so sad? Imagine being in love with someone who was engaged. That's like actually deep, that.
Heartbreaking, actually.
It's really heartbreaking, really sad. And then maybe he's just chatting shit saying, I'm going to leave it for you. Never does.
Never does.
It's okay, really sad.
Let's see what this is about. So
okay.
I'm in a group of three. We're all 21, 22. There's me, Helen, and Sarah. Picks at the end, of course. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Sarah went on a Euro summer this year.
Good for
They're
Sarah.
From Australia. Okay. Mm-hmm. Helen and I stayed in Australia. I didn't keep in comms with Sarah as much as Helen did while she was away.
Yeah.
Helen would FaceTime Sarah once or twice a week and Helen would pass on the key updates.
Okay. Look, so you're not as close with Sarah as Helen is with Sarah.
Back in July, Sarah was on Yacht Week and I heard through Helen that Sarah spent the whole week having deep conversations all night long with a Brian.
On a yacht.
Who was on his own books party. I think that's a stag.
Stag.
Right.
So this is what I'm just inferring. Group of men on a stag do on a yacht. She's working the yacht. Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know what Yacht Week is.
Yacht Week, isn't it?
She's not working. She's on a Euro summer. She's on holiday.
Well, she just got invited onto the yacht then. Isn't Yacht Week?
I thought it was races. No?
Don't think you race yachts. you race boats. I'm not so sure. I think Yacht Week, it's like a boat.
Like a car show.
Yeah,
boat
car,
show.
There we go. That's exactly it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got wind that Sarah's having deep conversations with a stag.
Okay.
Neither Helen nor I heard anything more from Sarah about this Brian. Fast forward to a couple of weeks ago when Sarah got back to Australia.
She's in love.
Sarah, Helen and I go out to dinner. Absolutely. And Sarah says, so I've been seeing someone.
Right. Okay. So this is like gone beyond just like
turns out
romance.
This whole time, literally since July, Sarah has been talking with this Brian over text, essay long messages back and forth, meeting up with him in random cities. And they are now in love.
Right, because where's he from? So they've been flying to each other
capitals
since July. Is that July, August, September, October, November? We're going on 4 months
in capitals. He is still engaged to this day. For context,
was it his stag, dude?
Yes, he was the stag.
No, he wasn't.
He was the stag.
Oh no, my husband's never going on a stag do.
For context, Brian is 28 and his fiance is 33. Brian is from Dubai, a businessman. Ooh. He has multiple successful businesses with his fiance.
Oh, shit.
God. Brian and Jenny, we'll call the fiance, have a dog. Building houses together.
In Dubai.
Own businesses. And of course, are getting married. Oh my God.
No. What?
Jenny's got a million followers. Okay.
Jenny's okay. No,
Jenny's
okay.
Got a blue tick.
Poor Jenny. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. Well, hopefully okay. Jenny listens and can piece this together.
Yeah, Jenny.
Jenny, does your stag do? Are you getting married?
Jenny, did your...
Any a million follower girls out there?
Fiancé yacht week.
Mm-hmm. Does it ring in any bells?
You're in Dubai.
I won't get into every little detail, okay, but I wanted to recount the point at which Brian and Sarah went from platonic to very much not platonic.
Okay.
Okay, Jenny, ears pricked, please. Piece this together. Brian and Sarah have met up in Spain.
So this was one of the, this is where they met, or this is one of their meetings?
They had this is where they went from platonic to not platonic.
Okay. So after yacht week, they met up in Spain.
But they'd booked separate accommodation, as this week was the first time they'd met up since yacht week. The first night, Brian and Sarah went for platonic drinks and dinner, which led to clubbing and dancing.
What? Wait.
I just want to get through this email.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it was never platonic.
No, it wasn't.
Like, I'm not meeting a guy who I find attractive and
no,
thinking it's just
absolutely
flying
not.
To Spain to
no.
go for a platonic dinner with
no.
a guy.
No.
It's always
no.
not just platonic.
But they went their separate ways at the end of the night.
Right.
So she says.
So she
on
says.
Night two, they did the same thing, although this time Sarah ends up at Brian's hotel
okay.
and accidentally falls asleep
okay.
on his chest.
I mean, I'd be falling asleep on his chest too, I imagine.
Okay.
A smooching with a chest. Snuggles.
In the morning when they woke up together, Sarah and Brian were staring at each other. And Sarah
what
says,
these details?
Sarah says, I really want to kiss you right now.
Wait, so they hadn't kissed?
And Brian responds, what's stopping you?
Ew, what are these details?
What? Sarah kisses Brian. One thing leads to another and they spend the whole day together in bed.
Okay, detail.
Oh my God. My heart is breaking for this fiance though, guys.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I'm sorry. From that point onwards, Sarah says it was very coupley, holding hands, kissing, yeah. whatever.
Obviously, there was a lot of tension. They had that romantic
Brian
night.
Has apparently told Jenny that they should split up. But I don't think this is necessarily true because it's been 5 months and they are still engaged.
Yeah, he's
Sarah is so smitten with Brian and doesn't think she's doing anything wrong. Oh, Sarah,
God,
babe. She
Sarah.
Does... She does need some brutal honesty.
I
appreciate that Sarah's saying in her own mind, like, well, I'm not the one that's engaged. I'm a single girl. But also, like, this guy isn't yours.
But also, this guy, he's disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah.
I think that's the key here, that this
completely.
Guy is disgusting. And I feel like this is normal behavior for him to meet other women overseas and kind of form these relationships with them. And
while
Jenny's
does.
Got no idea in Dubai. Do you know what I mean? Because it's quite easy to hide that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Until it gets onto the girls' bathroom.
Especially
podcast.
If you're a guy that's traveling for work a
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. Like, I feel like this is normal for him. But for your friend, if it's Sarah, this is like, oh my
whirlwind
God,
romance.
Whirlwind romance. But he's used to this shit. I feel like.
Helen and I feel sick to our stomachs about the whole thing. And we asked Sarah, do you not feel terrible thinking about Jenny?
Yeah.
And Sarah says, no, I know that Brian is the one.
Ouch.
Okay.
Sarah
acts like Jenny is the bad guy holding Brian back from this incredible relationship.
Ooh.
Okay, Sarah's getting a little bit delulu.
Ooh.
Jenny does not know that Brian is having an affair. You may be wondering how Brian has been getting away with this. According to Sarah, Brian travels a lot for work.
Does this often.
Jenny, oh God, of course, because Jenny is big on Insta. Jenny continues to post about how she misses Brian.
While he's in
oh my
Sarah.
God, she's put. It's just all so sickening. It really is. Okay, let's get to the end of this now. Sarah got back to Australia in late October, and the next day Brian came to visit Sarah hasn't left since.
I mean, he must
Sarah
he must
spends every second with Brian and hasn't made a single effort to catch up or attend any of the plans Helen and I have been trying to make for our group of three. Another aspect of this is that I am meant to be moving to a different city with Sarah next year, as we both have new jobs in that city and we were going to get an apartment together.
Yeah.
The whole time Sarah was in Europe, I was thinking that we had to have this that we need to have a formal chat to organize our living situation.
Yeah.
Sarah has had other plans. During the course of Sarah explaining her story about Brian to us, I asked her what she was going to do when Brian goes back to Dubai and we move in together.
Yeah.
She excitedly tells me that Brian is going to move to the new city that we are both going to and we can all live as a three.
Can we? What? Sophia, because you'll be moving in with me and my new fiancé.
Oh, great. Okay. Because Brian has got money, he can pay for us all to have a nice place to live.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
I and Helen, on my behalf, were super upset about her intentions with the living situation because it's completely delusional and rude.
Yeah.
Since Sarah and I have planned to live together, not with a random Brian who's got a fiance on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Sorry for the very long dilemma. Helen and I would love some advice regarding what to do. Helen. We truly have Sarah's best interests at heart, knowing that she's completely delusional, thinking that this engaged man is the one.
Yeah.
I want to add that Sarah's mum approves of this relationship. Sarah's mum approves because Sarah's mum and dad met in a very similar way.
Okay. So they're not ones to judge. And listen, we're not judging Sarah.
I mean, if my mum met my dad and my dad was engaged to someone else, then I'd be like, why wouldn't you think this is meant to be?
It sounds like a beautiful love story. But Sarah right now, she's in this
can't stop thinking about Jenny.
She's in this obsession, phase.
How do we get across to her that what she is doing is so morally wrong and that she shouldn't trust Brian? Yeah. Helen and I are also very tempted to message Jenny on Insta. Maybe not our place, but the temptation is real.
Yeah.
So how do we be brutally honest with our bestie?
Can we see a picture of the besties?
We've got pictures of everyone.
We've got a picture of Brian.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Oh my fucking God. She sent us Jenny's Instagram.
Fuck off. Sophia.
Oh my God. Here are Brian and Jenny's Insta profiles if you need to stalk. I don't want to click on that.
Please. We have Brian's Insta profile.
Oh my God.
What do we have here?
We've got Jenny's Insta profile.
Click it.
I'm tempted to give this girl a message. Right, aren't guys, you?
We've just been
aren't
fully,
you?
I mean, fuck.
I mean, come on. Do we have a responsibility
here? I don't know where the responsibility lies at this point.
Guys, we've never had anything like this on the podcast.
Right, so we've been stalking Jenny and Brian, okay?
Very much
power Insta couple. You know when you see people
couple goalie type shit.
I miss you, I love you.
Can't wait to be reunited with this one.
And they're like in each other's bios and stuff. You know when it's like that? Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Sorry. My moral compass is...
I know.
I feel like I'm in this now. What?
It's like
God.
A serious crime has happened and we are at the foot of the scene.
It is.
Right?
I don't know what to do.
Wait, can we please see Sarah?
Yeah. She doesn't look like his girlfriend.
Okay, so what it is...
These are all the friends.
Oh. Brian very much, all his businesses are related to Jenny, okay? And like kind of what she does. So...
Brian needs Jenny.
Exactly. Brian needs Jenny, otherwise he's fucked.
Yeah. People only follow Brian because they're following Jenny.
Exactly. And Brian's only got his businesses because of Jenny. And what she's built. Okay?
Brian's a piece of shit.
Okay.
Piece of shit.
All right. So, and I feel like, because I'm scared that obviously because he travels so much for work, that this is just what he does. And this is just, he knows he can't leave Jenny.
Yeah,
because his entire livelihood is Jenny, right?
Yeah, his job is Jenny. Yeah. His businesses is Jenny.
And it's in his best interest to...
To be with Jenny.
Be with Jenny and to keep the Instagram illusion alive with Jenny, right? To fuel their business. That's
definitely
what it is. That's what's so sad about some Instagram like relationships is
it's not real.
They're only validated through Instagram and through views.
Now the question is,
so he ain't leaving Jenny
he's
for
not,
Sarah.
He is not leaving Jenny.
He is staying with Jenny.
The question
with Jenny.
Is is this also a fraud relationship for Jenny?
Yeah, I was thinking.
And does she also do her own thing on the side and this is just how they live?
Yeah, because I was thinking maybe Jenny is aware of everything and it's more of like an open relationship and she does the same, but their best interest is to appear together online for the businesses.
Yes.
Because that does happen.
But he's not doing her any favors. She's the main character.
I know. Maybe he runs a lot behind the scenes. Like I don't know. So maybe Jenny is aware, okay, whatever Brian gets up to in Spain, he gets up to in Spain, and she's kind of turning a blind eye because she... I don't know because she. I don't
she's
know
happy.
Because she's happy. She's got a nice.
She's clueless.
Or she's completely clueless.
God, there's a huge part of me right now that wants to message this girl.
But
Jenny, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
No, because I feel like it's 50-50. Jenny honestly might be like this, like be fine with all this. And this is just what
and it's
happens.
Just not our business.
You know, and it's just not our business. It's Sarah who just needs to exit the situation, basically.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
this is gonna get messy.
Let's focus on the friends here.
Sarah's in Delulu.
That's who's wrote in.
Sarah's in Delulu.
She's in
complete upset. Look, we've all been there. It's that stupid obsession and you can't even see the facts. You're like literally obsessed with this loser.
Yeah.
And it's just like
Hence why we've just read out all those times friends have had to give brutally honest advice.
Right.
Everyone's been in the delusion ship.
So you know, it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, Brian's making all these weird promises.
Yeah.
Is he fuck moving to this city for Sarah?
No
way. I just feel like that's more just like love bombing chat from
Bullshit.
Brian to keep her on side, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because the moment Sarah realizes that Brian isn't actually serious about her and isn't actually going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, and him giving it all that, like, I'll pay for the apartment. You know, it's like, oh, it's nice to hear because, oh, brilliant, no rent
free
for me.
Rent, yeah.
Yeah. But it's
even trickier as well because Sarah's mum is on side because she's like, that's how I met your dad. It can work. You know, and it's like, well, fair enough, I guess.
Listen, equally, they could be in love and they might prove the whole world wrong. He might leave Jenny. And he might actually, you know, he might be being truthful. Maybe this has never happened to him before. Maybe this is the first time he's cheated on Jenny.
There's
so many unknowns here.
I think if this was Chintz and her mum was on side and was supporting it.
Angie would be so in Delulu as well
I think I'd probably be exhausted by the whole situation and just be like, look, you know what I think.
Yeah.
I do not approve of this. I think you're making a terrible mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this guy's a piece of shit. I think he's a loser.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about him. Don't talk to me about him.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you advice about him.
Yeah.
Don't come crying to me, essentially.
Yeah.
You would give tough
That's tough, brutal advice.
Yeah. This is brutal advice time. And I'd be like, but like,
yeah.
What can you do? And I also think it is, it's nice for you that you have got Helen on your side as well.
Yes. I think the only thing for...
Because you have to give tough love sometimes.
Yeah.
And just be like, I'm not going to entertain this. I'm not going to...
It's just
I don't approve.
About it's the living situation next year. You know when you've had a plan?
Of course.
Right? You know, they had a plan. We've both got jobs in this new city. It's a big move, right?
Huge move.
And I'm relying
Scary.
On you, Sarah, for this move. Like, you're one of my best friends and I thought we were going to do this move together, find a flat
and
together.
And you've thrown in this curveball.
And all of a sudden, you met this guy 4 months ago who's engaged.
Yeah.
Cheating on his, you know, cheating on his fiance.
Yeah. I do think that's really unfair.
Yeah.
Because I think you can definitely say to Sarah, like, I didn't sign up to live
with a couple.
With a random guy. I don't want to live with a couple. We
Especially
signed
a
up.
A guy you've just met.
We agreed to live together. You know, I really feel like you need to honor this agreement. Like, Brian can live down the road if he wants to, but like, just take it easy for a second.
Listen, Brian can pay our rent if he wants.
Yeah, Brian can pay the bills if he wants. I'm not going to hold it against him. But take a breather for a sec and just like reason with me on this.
Please see the facts here.
Yeah.
See how it looks to me, you know? Like, because this is really scary. I don't, like, this is exhausting.
I'm exhausted hearing about it.
I'm actually, and you're just the friend. Like, Sarah must be happy. I mean, but How is he treating? I don't know. There's two.
There's two. All you can do is give your brutal honesty. Yeah. Like we said at the start, say that you don't approve. Tell her what you think she should do.
Tell her, like, okay, brilliant. If this guy's serious about you, as you say, he needs to be leaving his fiance this month. This can't be dragging on.
I would be incredibly tempted, you and Helen, to message Jenny.
What a fake account.
On a real account. No, we've got nowhere to hide.
Yeah, that's true. We've got nowhere to hide, yeah.
Yeah. And sabotage it from the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just to let Jenny know.
Let Jenny know.
In Spain.
Because then, if Brian is so unhappy with Jenny, then Jenny can leave Brian and Brian and Sarah can go and live happily ever after. Yeah. I'd be very tempted.
Yeah. So we could intervene like that.
And if you want us to intervene, let us know.
No!
Because this is wild.
The thing is, Jenny might hear this and Jenny might have been having some inklings.
True.
And she might be piecing the puzzle.
I don't think Jenny's a listener, though.
Neither do I.
We could get back to her somehow.
No.
There's no way.
There's no way. It can't.
Can't.
It can't. This can't happen. We can't be the bearer of such bad news.
I'm just really glad that you've got Helen.
Same.
You've got another friend there who agrees with your point of view.
Yes.
And you're both together like, fucking hell, she's off the rails. Like, at least you've got that.
Listen,
this is very complicated.
Fresh love, right, is very hard to reason with, isn't it?
Incredibly hard to reason
with. Fresh, like, lust, love, obsession. In those first 3 to 4 months,
people cannot be told.
It's like a drug.
You cannot be told,
right? And someone could tell me anything about a man, but if I'm in love and you're taking that drug, do you know what I mean?
You can't be told.
But God, blimey, I've got nothing else. I don't know.
It's her life. It's just a shame about this living situation. You're going to have to come to an agreement on that.
You need to let her know, like, this is shit. Mm. Yeah, but hopefully she comes to a realization before Christmas and next year will be normal.
Yeah.
Listen, this could
he
pass.
He could drop off the face of the earth.
Because he could realize, no, I can't lose Jenny. Because he's living a double life right now. That's
complete
stressful.
Double life. Complete
if he leaves Jenny,
life.
He loses a lot.
Everything.
Right? Everything. Okay. He's going to have to post a quite dramatic breakup statement on Instagram. Like, it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. His income's going to take a
hit. And he doesn't want to do that.
No.
Right? Because he's got it good with Jenny. And
he's got it great with Jenny.
In that setup, right? They've got this gorgeous house and a fucking dog, right? Mm-hmm. In Dubai. Mm-hmm.
Their lives are so intertwined.
I feel like I'd go to Sarah. Okay, Sarah. But, Brian needs to break up with Jenny this month, now, if he's so serious about it. If not, he's chatting shit.
Yeah.
You need to get that through to him. Like, he's saying a lot, but his actions aren't matching all
you
the
need to
he's
try
saying.
And reason with Sarah to get her to issue him with an ultimatum.
Yes. Yes.
Saying, okay, I'm all for this.
You tell me you love me and you're unhappy with Jenny. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Act on it then, babe.
And if you don't, then I'm leaving. You've got 3 weeks.
Yeah, because we know they can chat all. They can chat all sorts. Mm.
Keep us posted on that one, please. Jesus, what a way to start the episode.
Might have to follow Jenny.
I might have to follow Jenny. I know.
No, we can't now.
But I'm going to screenshot that username.
Shit.
God, I'll be keeping up with that.
Oh no. Oh no. I feel like we've been really put in a
same
situation.
My moral compass is so. I'm torn.
This has never happened to us before.
I know. We're really right in the crime scene.
Shit.
We're on the front line.
But if I was Jenny, I'd appreciate that message.
That's what I'm trying to say. You'd want to know.
But then on the other hand, it's like, just don't get involved. It's not your business. Don't get involved.
But now we're privileged to this information. Do we have a responsibility?
Yeah, we are involved. We're dealing the, what's that?
Don't know. What are you trying to say? We've been dealt the cards.
We've been dealt the cards. That's it.
Oh, no.
We've been dealt Jenny's future.
Let us know what you want us to do there.
Seriously,
let us know.
Yeah,
let us know.
We're a bit.
We can be your vessel if you need us to be.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
this Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Baby. Right.
Gosh, okay. Can we lighten the mood? We had some deep dilemmas last week, and now this.
I know, it's a lot for us. Okay, help girls. I think my twin sister wants my boyfriend.
Eh? Wow. Okay.
Oh God. And God. But you know what the worst part is about that?
He fancies her.
Yeah, because you fucking love the same.
Because he fancies you.
Fuck's sake. No.
I've already seen her naked because he's seen you naked.
Ew.
It's true.
I know it is. That's disgusting. I know. Ew. I always think that about twins.
Same.
Because I think, well, you fancy her.
Yeah.
What, you know, why are you with that one? Why are you with, you know, it's just, like you might as well do what those Australian twins did.
Just share
the same
one.
Guy. Just share one because we look the same, you know?
Yeah.
But then you've got to share a man. Yeah. Okay. Right. Hey, girls. Okay. Yeah. Lovely. This is the backstory.
Great.
Me and my twin sister have always been super close. She is my best friend in the entire world.
Nice.
My partner and I have been together for one whole year.
Okay.
We're extremely happy and we have the best relationship.
Gorgeous.
He is so respectful and kind, and marriage is definitely on the cards for us.
Mm.
My twin sister also has a boyfriend.
Oh.
They have been together for 1 year also.
Oh.
So this is a twin thing, isn't it?
It's got a boyfriend
at the same time. Mm. You know?
Okay.
So my twin sister also has a boyfriend. They've been together for 1 year also. They are happy, but have had some hiccups along the way.
Right.
Since my sister has been with her boyfriend, I've noticed she doesn't have a filter and is very open about certain things, which I'm fine about.
Such as?
When it's just me, such as, I'm not sure. But she tends to bring up things in front of my partner, and my partner doesn't feel really comfortable about it. Okay, so is it more just like she's got no filter when it comes to like maybe
sex
and she's kind of talking, you know, you're fine talking about it with her in private, but in front of your partner, you feel a bit uncomfortable.
Mm.
And she said, my partner doesn't feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
The things she shows and talks to me about in front of my partner is about my, here we go. Is about my past.
Oh.
It's about my past to my past relationships, and it makes me very uncomfortable. Okay, so she's bringing up like your past.
Oh, she's trying to sabotage you.
That's sabotage. That's classic sabotage,
isn't it? Sabotage.
You know, that's like when you've got that friend who goes, oh, well, you know, just like puts you down in front of like boys.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
I can't think of an example right now.
Yeah. Trying to embarrass you in front of boys, trying to.
It's giving sabotage.
Bringing up embarrassing stories purposefully in front of certain people.
People that you like.
Acting as though it's all innocent and in jest, but you both know that it's not.
Yeah.
It's all that energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's giving those vibes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me very uncomfortable. I've also told her, please don't mention the certain topics that she's bringing up in front of my partner, because it's not a conversation that needs to be said or talked about. Yeah, it's not.
No.
It's not. Okay, another example. Me and my partner will be having a shower and she'll just walk in.
What?
That's not normal.
Boundaries.
That's not normal.
Boundaries.
This is my naked boyfriend here.
What?
No, that's not normal, Soph.
That's not normal.
No, that's not.
Fair enough when you're having a shower.
Yeah.
But
not a naked man!
Not that!
But I would be sick if I ever saw my sister's boyfriend in the nude. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
Not like, even it's anything that I want to even try and have in my head.
No, I don't want to see anybody's boyfriend in the nude.
No.
Right. Okay, so yeah, this is a real issue.
This is a problem.
You know, this is a problem. She'll just walk in, she said. When it's just me in the shower, I'm fine because obviously we're girls. You know, you're my twin. But when it's my partner and me, I feel really...
That's really weird.
I'm sorry, that is the moment. I go, get the fuck out of here. How are you?
That's really weird.
How in the moment are you just like, hey, sis?
Hey. Pass me the soap.
Hey, sis. Get the soap. Just pass me a razor, please. What? Well, what's Brian doing?
It's my face wash on the side.
Like, are you not like screaming? I'd be screaming.
Is your boyfriend not like, whoa?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hmm.
My disco sticks out. Right. Yeah. So it's making us feel really uncomfortable. Yeah, no shit.
You don't say.
So I've also told her to stop doing that. So this has happened multiple times.
You
really need to stop doing that, babe. Fair enough. One time is a mistake. Two times, that's a choice. That's a choice.
Is there not a lock on the bathroom door that you can
obviously just... Obviously not. Or she's picking the lock with a fucking coin on the outside. That's a choice. She's choosing to do that. She wants a sight of the naked bodies. Right.
Right.
So we tend to visit
her. Is she coming in to ask a question? Is she coming in to brush her teeth? Is she coming in to get laundry? Is she coming in to just sit there and talk on the toilet?
I do not know.
What's her reasoning?
I don't know. I know. So many questions. So obviously this has happened multiple times. So we tend to visit her a lot and travel a lot, which means we share a room. The three of you.
This is getting weirder. Okay.
But I'm assuming that's like, you know, there's a blow up bed there.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Like, thing is like, sleepovers are fine, you know, blow up bed sofas.
Yeah.
Apartment. Okay, I'll be on the sofa too.
You'd think it would be like the Bryans would probably be like, I'll sleep on the sofa, you girls take the bed.
Yes.
So why are we all in the same bedroom?
Well, oh my god! No.
I don't want it.
No.
Don't tell me there was anything sexual.
No. So, okay, we're all in the same room. Multiple times, I would tell her to put clothes on.
No, I know. Sarah, have you got a fucking dressing gown or something?
Cover up, babe. Put some fucking clothes on, babe.
And no. She's thinking he's seen it all before.
That is exactly what she's thinking. Hey, he's seen his tits. They're your tits, babe. We share the same tits. Oh my god,
Sarah! What are you doing?
Is she just like not thinking? Is she just like,
I'm just free.
Like, no one's telling me. I'm free. This is my home. This is not, no.
Sarah, please, cover up.
I beg of you, put some clothes on.
What are you doing?
I'm hoping it's not knickers and thongs. Oh goodness. So multiple times I tell her, Sarah, please put some clothes on.
Sarah, for the love of God,
when
please.
She's walking from the bedroom to the bathroom while my partner's there, she will just yell out to him, close your eyes. I appreciate that. At least she's doing a call out and she understands, like, you can't see me in my naked state. At least she's aware of that. So I'm actually happy that she's doing that. Not just like, you're right, good morning. At least she's aware.
He wants breakfast.
It shows she has awareness, which I'm happy about, right?
But
close your eyes. What if it's not quick enough?
I know.
Like,
oh god, right, okay.
So she'll just yell out, close your eyes. There's also been plenty
while she's midway.
yeah room. you're already fucking there, Sarah, babe.
Okay.
I can't go on. There's also been plenty of times we stay at her house and the room
stop staying over, guys.
Just Just please get a hotel.
Get a hotel.
Please. There's also been plenty of times we stay at her house and the room we use doesn't have a lock on it. Oh, okay, so
very convenient. Okay. Sarah's unscrewed the
lock. No, Sophia.
Sarah's taken the lock.
Okay, so you're not actually sleeping in the same room. Which is good.
Oh, right.
And the room we use doesn't have a lock in it. And she would just walk in on us when we're having sex.
My eyes! No! Sarah!
Sarah, listen up! There's something going on in here! Why are you walking in? Knock! Who is not knocking?
Who isn't knocking on a closed door?
You know, if I was staying in my sister's apartment...
Hello, can I come in? That's a common thing. Is everybody decent? Is everybody decent?
You know, you're not just... No. Hello. You're not just...
No.
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 When, you know, when you're welcoming in a couple into your home,
no.
you give them some privacy to get on with their relationshipy stuff, you know?
Kill, blimey. All right.
And she said plenty of times. What? Let's see that. This isn't just what... Plenty of times.
You'd think after one, she'd be scarred. I'm like, I'm never fucking doing that again.
Don't see you in that compromised position ever again. But no, she's not.
She's seeking it out.
Oh my God. So she would walk in on us when we were having sex. She even made a point to say, put a sock on the door so she knows not to walk in.
Just don't come in.
A sock means we're having sex right now. Sarah, just don't walk
no.
in. My partner has addressed this to me multiple times, saying it's making him uncomfortable and saying it's
making
weird.
Me uncomfortable.
Because she doesn't care about how he feels.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, help, I'm lost. What do I do? And how I feel. Does she really want to get with my boyfriend? Okay, so now you're thinking she just fancies him.
Yeah.
Fuck. Even though I know he would never go there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the long story, girls. Love you, girls. I'll attach a photo of me and my boyfriend and my twin sister and her boyfriend. I'm in the green dress.
Brilliant.
Okay. Gorgeous couple. He's an attractive guy. Not gonna
really?
Lie. Beautiful couple.
Oh, he's handsome.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Let's see the twin. How twin-like are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, let's see. We're twinning. We're twinning. Okay, this is the twin and her respective boyfriends. We're twinning.
Oh, we are twinning. Yeah. Honestly, the boys are very similar.
Yeah, they're giving the same stature.
They could be brothers.
But we're definitely twinning.
We're giving big twin yeah. energy.
Yeah, it's giving we're identical twins,
100%. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this is interesting.
Right, okay, so...
But your subject line was...
Help, I think my twin sister wants my boyfriend.
Yes, because you're kind of thinking...
Because she's unhappy with her boyfriend right now. She's kind of seeing you guys are happy.
Okay, do you know what I think this maybe
yeah,
could
tell
be?
Us what this
One
is.
One angle to look at this. Twins, I feel like they have such a special relationship.
Such a special bond.
Such a special dynamic. And... I think it's very normal. I don't know. I'm not twin, but I would imagine it's very normal that when as twins grow up and their lives start to go on different paths, as in like they're doing things at different times, I can see how that would be very unsettling. Because it is even
yes.
for like friends, for
yes,
example. So I can imagine with twins, it's like, oh, what is going
yeah,
on?
You had that bond in the womb.
And maybe this yeah. has got something to do with the fact that she can see that maybe you found your guy and you're really happy with your relationship.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, she can sense that. And then she's thinking, oh, fuck, wait, I don't think my guy is the one. Like, it's
yeah.
making her reflect on her own relationship. And then maybe this is something from her being like, no, you can't find the one before I found the
yeah.
one. Like,
and
we have
panic.
To be at the same time. And is she trying to, because she knows she's going to be making your boyfriend uncomfortable if you've told her.
Yeah.
Is she trying to break you guys up? Up so that she can then break up with her boyfriend
yeah,
and
so you, can, do
you can just be sisters again and
yeah.
not have this like this.
Yeah, I feel like it's less
that
of.
That could be something.
I feel like it's less of her wanting to sleep with him.
Me too.
And more of that.
And more of more her of, own panic.
More of her own panic, knowing that her relationship is almost over because they're at that breaking point. Mm. And then seeing
and yours
you,
isn't.
Seeing you thriving with him.
Especially if you guys, like you said, you met these guys at the same time.
It's
like,
been a year for the both of you. So
yeah.
So you were on the same path, the two of you, but hers is veering off and yours is just getting stronger.
Yeah.
That's panic for
She's
friends.
Panicking.
And that's panic for twins also.
Yeah.
Like, it's never nice when there's a newly single friend and a friend who's in a long-term relationship.
No, that, you're that, on different that, pages.
That, it's hard, especially for twins, right?
Yeah.
So.
I think that's what this could be.
Same. Because the twin bond, we'll never be able to
we'll
compare to a twin bond.
We'll never know.
Because it's like, it's minds
telepathic.
And souls linked.
You would never know.
Okay, so we're going to not stay at her flat again. Okay?
Yeah,
We're not going to stay at her house. We're going to avoid every situation we can.
I think
with
also,
the
like,
aspect.
If, yeah, if this, if we did get it right, and that is how she is feeling, I would approach her with,
instead of the like, oh, stop walking in.
Yeah.
You know, just approach her with like,
because
are you okay?
Maybe she's feeling quite panicked and maybe she's quite worried that she's losing her twin
to
a guy when she's not also like obsessed with the guy. Like, and you know, I think you need, I don't know, it's hard because you have spoken to her and you've said, stop walking in, stop doing this, stop doing that. Like,
and it's
what more
just
can
the
you
one
say?
Time. It's not just the one time.
So you need to just start putting mega boundaries in place and like stop putting you guys in the situation where this can happen. Stop staying around.
Yeah.
Stop doing this. Stop doing that. And if she's like, oh, why aren't you at mine? Say, we've had to get a hotel because Brian, you've made Brian feel really uncomfortable because it's been, I've spoken to you about this.
You've made us both feel really
uncomfortable. This shouldn't be coming as a shock to you.
Yeah.
Like, of course I want to be at your house, but you've repeatedly walked in so many times. There's no boundaries.
We need
you're
privacy.
Walking in naked when we're all shut. Like, that's just not, we need boundaries.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, but then she's still bringing up inappropriate and you just need to keep drilling it into it. And then maybe, you know, you can
keep
have
them
a sit
separate
down
for
and
a while.
Talk about her relationship. Maybe she just needs to hear that you support her and that you love her and that it's okay if her relationships.
And,
you know, because sometimes it's panicky when a relationship comes to the end and you don't kind of want to face it with your family and your friends.
Scary.
Right? Because it's scary.
And then it becomes real.
And it's embarrassing and you're like, oh, I don't want this to end. It's, oh,
and you feel like once
you know?
You've told someone, I've got to act on it now.
Right.
I'm not sure if I'm ready to act on it, but now people are waiting for me to act on it.
Yeah, maybe try and just like have a talk to her about her own relationship. How's it going? I support you no matter what decision you want to make. I'm always going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. Maybe it's that, like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm your fucking twin, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm your twin. I don't have another twin.
It's like, us two.
It's just us two. And like, I, you know, yes, I love my Brian and I think we're going to get married, but won't take away from our relationship.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do these weird interfering weird things, you know, because I'm always gonna love
you. What about
you
and- your mum? What does your mum think about this? Could you talk to her?
Yeah, could you talk to? It's a bit.
I don't know.
It's one of them ones. I don't know if I'd want to talk to my mum. Oh yeah, I was having sex with my boyfriend, and
yeah, I guess
my
not.
Sister fucking walked in multiple times. Mum, what's going on with that? Do you have any?
What is your take on that?
What's your take on that?
Okay, guys, quick little interlude from our friends at
Bumble. Absolutely. We're going to play a little game here.
Tiny, tiny game. So a couple of weeks ago, we asked you guys to send us in examples of times when your Brian has done something or a potential future Brian maybe has done something.
Yes.
And you can't decide whether it's charming or it's giving you the ick.
Like, is that super cute and endearing? Like, and is that lovely? Or is that a bit little icky?
And am I a little bit grossed out?
So is it sexy, Sophia? Or is it sauce? I'm out.
I gotta go.
I got GTG. ABCD. I got to go.
ABCDEFG. Gotta go. Okay, so one of your examples was regular schmegula guy.
Schmegula.
But he posts on the Instagram feed 4 times a week.
And is that purely content of himself?
I'm imagining so.
Selfies.
Little
gym
dump.
Selfies. Pictures of his coffee.
Coffee.
That's really cute. Pictures of his food. I think that's quite cute.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a sauce from me. Guys taking, that's for the girlies.
Yes.
Taking pictures of food for the girls. That's not for the guys.
Okay. But I would rather a dump of like their food than like a dump of like gym selfies.
Oh, and, same.
And you know, muscle flexing.
Muscle mania.
I can't deal with muscle flexing and stuff like that.
So a guy basically who's okay. very active on Instagram, is that sexy or is that
for
Soz?
For me, I'd say Soz gotta go.
I'd say Soz gotta go.
Soz gotta go.
Instagram's for girls.
Instagram's for the girls only. Just for the girls only. Okay, moving on. Okay, Hit us. Next one.
I like this game.
Same. Okay, so we've been on 3 dates. But he wants me to meet the fam already. He's saying, my mom would love you. My dad would love you. I want you to meet these people.
You are the future Mrs. Brian.
We're not exclusive. We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. But do you know what? It's giving love bombing. There should be no reason why meeting your mother after 3 dates, Sophia.
I know.
That's too much.
But then also,
after a year.
Also, is it like, you know, I just take you super seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're the woman of my dreams.
Yeah, and I just cannot contain myself. My mum needs to meet you.
You know, my mum happens to be in town next weekend.
Yeah, I guess.
And, you know, I'm going to take her out for lunch and I'd love it if you joined us.
I mean,
I think it's pretty sexy.
Listen, when you put it like that, it's pretty sexy. but off the bat, I would say, no, I can't meet your mother. I reckon I would reply like, I don't think I can.
It's too soon.
Like,
if you weren't sure about the guy, I'd be like, fucking hell, get me out of here.
Yes.
But if you really fancied him, you'd be like, absolutely, because you want the mum to like you. So how was Sarah? That's what you want,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I guess if I really liked him and he invited me to lunch, I can't say no. I'll take a free lunch any day.
Thank you for all our bumblers.
Yes, thank you, our bumblers.
Don't forget, guys, keep sending us in some sexy or Soz gotta get out of here stories. Because we're enjoying hearing them.
Gotta get out of
here. On with the episode. Okay, next dilemma. Help. The ex-girlfriend is friends with all my friends. That's hard.
That's a situation I would never want to find myself in, to be honest.
So I'm at uni, third year, as is my boyfriend, Brian. We've been dating since December, okay. but official since May. Brian has an ex-girlfriend, also at the same uni, okay. similar friendship groups. Let's call her Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah and Brian were sleeping together for a year, but only official for 4 months of that year. Okay. Myself and Brian met at joint sports social and hit it off straight away. Oh. I thought he still had a girlfriend, but he told me they'd just broken up, which they had.
Okay.
Brian broke up with Sarah, which wasn't mutual. There were problems in their relationship.
Right.
Me and Brian started going on dates and spending lots of time together, but didn't make it official for a while to save feelings. And we're at uni, so we weren't sure whether we wanted to be official
or blah, blah.
Is it the time? Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Me and Brian are very involved in the sports social at uni, so go out every Wednesday in our respective socials and both go to the same club each week.
Love that.
Sarah also goes to the same club, but I hadn't met her prior to this as we are in different socials.
Yeah.
Once word got out that myself and Brian were seeing each other... The hockey team.
I'm on the hockey, she's on volley. Yeah.
It started to get a bit nasty with Sarah in the club. For example, oh my God.
Wait. So this, a nightclub, are you talking about?
Yeah. Sarah got wind that Brian had moved on with this girl.
It is getting a bit techy.
Sarah and her friends would.
Oh God.
Okay.
We're getting violent, aren't we?
A little bit. Purposefully spilling drinks on us. Pushing, shoving. Okay. We've all shoved someone in the club.
So we're not proud of it. We're not proud of it, but. Okay, moving on.
We've definitely, yeah, okay.
Shoves are so easy in a confined space.
Shoves are so easy. We were 18, we were young. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay, but spilling is, that's annoying as fuck.
This made me bring up questions to Brian as to why this was happening after realizing that this was the ex-girlfriend, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Obviously didn't want to get into their relationship, but this was now affecting our relationship.
Yeah.
Me and Brian are very open about the situation and he's nice about it and doesn't justify her actions and always says he feels guilty about it happening now.
Guilty about... Guilty about what? The shoving and pushing and the drink spilling? Or guilty about her?
I don't know. We never rub it in her face when she's around that we're together out of respect.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fast forward a few months to us being together officially and everything is still going super well. We're talking about living together next year, etc.
Yeah.
It was beginning to get a bit difficult with Sarah with this sort of stuff happening every week. So I initiated a conversation one Wednesday night. I pulled her aside and said I was sorry about what was happening and I just wanted for us to be civil as we do have to see each other quite a lot and we have similar friends.
Yeah.
She agreed and we had a nice conversation so we could both get past this.
Yeah.
However, a month after the chat, Sarah has become closer to my friends. Typical. And this has become very difficult as me and Brian feel like we can't go to other social gatherings that Sarah will now be at.
Yeah.
We always smile as I'm friendly as and be as friendly as possible.
Yeah.
But I can also appreciate that it must be quite difficult being in Sarah's situation, seeing your ex in front of your face, someone else. Yeah.
It's difficult on both sides, isn't it?
This weekend, Brian's close friends were hosting a Halloween party. Sarah lives with these friends.
This is current.
2 weeks ago, everyone was invited to the house party through a large group chat. Me and Brian were not sure if we wanted to go, but decided that we would as all of our friends were also going. Yeah. The day before the party, Brian's close friend, John, the host, messaged Brian if he was going to be coming.
Yep.
He said yes.
Absolutely.
John messaged back and said, I was no longer invited.
You just said John was the host. Oh, he's uninvited you. Oh, John, what?
But Brian was still okay to go.
Wait, Sarah
and her girlfriends, which I don't know, were speaking all week about whether or not I should be invited.
Oh, so John has uninvited you, but Brian's fine to go.
Yeah. So John lives with Sarah or Sarah's mates.
Yeah.
And
okay. But also it's like, we've had a conversation. We said, look, obviously this is shit circumstances, we can't control this, look, and if we probably have met outside of Brian, we probably would be mates, because you're friends with all my mates,
we'd probably get along,
but it's just this tension. But we've agreed to be civil, so why can't we be in the same building? Like, we don't, like, you don't have to look at each other.
Yeah.
Like, and it's getting silly now, because now it's affecting your life. Like, it's affecting you and all your other friends now. Getting uninvited to parties. Like, this is going to be a big party. Like, this is not like an intimate, like, six-person dinner.
No.
I'd more so understand that. But, like, a big house party, like, come on. Sarah's, you know, taking the piss with that.
So, obviously, I was really upset. As all my friends were going, I'd sorted my outfit and I thought we'd put this drama behind us.
The outfit.
My housemates and Brian have turned around and have all said they won't go as it isn't fair.
Oh, good. That's nice. You've got some good friends.
Good. Brian plays rugby every week and Sarah will always go and watch his games. Afterwards, everyone goes to the pub and on multiple occasions, I've been sat at a table waiting for the people to turn up. And when she does, she will purposely sit at another table and ignore me, even when I offer her to sit with me.
Yeah.
And my friends from social will proceed to sit with her, which makes me feel very awkward.
I'm finding this
very difficult recently, as Sarah is getting very pally with my friends and I feel like she's phasing me out the group.
Yeah.
I'm not a confrontational person either, so not sure what I can do about this situation. Am I being unreasonable? It seems like my relationship's affecting a lot.
Yes.
Thanks for the pod.
Oh, yeah. This is not that table situation's not nice as well. Watching your friends go and sit with someone, you know, not you.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're siding with her.
It is really annoying when your relationship starts to cause, like, you know that you're making your life harder almost.
Being in this relationship. But then it's like,
you love this guy and you want to be, and it's not him. It's just outside factors. And it's just unfortunate that you guys are all in close perimeters. Yeah, like.
Circumference.
What's
the circumference of a square? Those are the questions.
What was that thing called where you put the pencil
protractor.
In? Protractor. No, where you put the pencil in, you can draw a perfect circle.
Is that not a protract?
I thought a protractor was the half.
Yeah. I just, what's the circumference of this circle? Oh,
what's the circumference of this? Length times by width is the perimeter. Right, anyway, back to it. Yeah, I really feel sorry for you because it's not nice to endure something like this. So
you want your relationship to, like, you want to be able to have fun with your friends, with your boyfriend. You know, relationships are hard enough as they are. Let alone with more factors like, okay, now there's strain on our friendships.
Outside dramas.
Yeah, and now, you know, we can't go to certain events because we're you know, it's just more stress.
Hassle.
And hassle.
Negativity.
You don't want negativity. And it almost feels like it's directed towards you two as a couple as well. It's like we're feeling this negativity because we're together.
Yes.
And it's like, are it's people like we're not rooting for us? Juliet, right?
Yeah, star-crossed like, lovers.
Who's supportive? Supportive of us, like,
yeah,
it's shit because you want people to love you as a couple, and you know what I mean, when you're so in love, right?
Yes. The only peace of mind
what
I think
do? What to do
the only peace of mind I think you can get is that you're finishing uni next year,
yeah,
and this is gonna that there is an end. There is an end in sight. The end is in sight.
And the social gatherings.
Yes, and you will.
But then it's still her friend. Like, she's still going to be friends with some of the roommates, and they're still, you know. I mean, yes, people will move away, I guess, for jobs, and it will be less of that kind of groupy
Clicky.
Vibe.
Yeah,
which I guess will benefit you in your instance.
People will water down,
and you shouldn't have. You won't be running into what's her name.
No,
will she after next year? I guess
no. Every Wednesday.
So
no.
If your relationship is worth it.
Stick it out.
You know, I'm really happy that your housemates kind of side that definitely. Shows they're real true friends.
Yeah, you should you lean know? Into
because
those
because they
people.
Could have easily gone, oh, fuck you, I'm still going to the
I've
party.
Got my outfit, I want to go. The right. boy I fancy is going to be there, so
exactly.
I want to go.
They could have been selfish and done that. And, yeah. And also your boyfriend could have gone, oh, well, I'm still going to go mm-hmm. and disrespected you in that instance.
So yeah.
It shows you've got some good friends around you and you've got a good boyfriend who's looking out for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So... it's really shitty, and yet it is kind of like she's like rallying you know all your kind of mates,
yeah,
you know, she's kind of turning on the charm but, factor with like, them and yeah. then there's sometimes nothing worse than mm-hmm. that when someone's making such an effort with people who you wouldn't be making an effort if I wasn't dating your ex. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can hope that Sarah starts to fancy someone new
and then she'll be distracted
yeah. and she'll be with his friends yeah. and she'll be on a different thing. And
what it is the hurt. She clearly liked him a lot.
Yeah,
she's just handling this all wrong.
Yeah, and we all have. And we've all handled
exactly.
it wrong.
Exactly.
And it's just because you're in this, like, God, we see her all the time.
You have to
and
see
it's
her.
Yeah. But in the
it's
real world, you wouldn't have to deal with this.
No, it's true.
Hopefully, unless you work together or
it's
something.
It's true. I have never seen an ex's a boyfriend's ex in flesh.
I have.
Have you?
Mm.
Oh, but you knew her before.
Yes, but yes. That same one and another one. We were all in a club. That was very. I was so nice. I was so friendly.
Yes, yes.
I didn't actually speak to her.
Yes,
but he came up to me and said, "This is a long time ago, guys." He came up to me and
yes.
said, "Oh,
yes,
my ex is here."
Appreciate that. Respectful king.
And then I said, oh, well, you should go and say hello so she doesn't
wow,
feel awkward.
Sophia.
I was 18 and I was mature.
How mature is that?
I was so mature.
I go, we're leaving, let's go.
I said, oh, you should go and say hi. Like, you know, because yeah, so, no bad vibes here. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then, yeah, they had a little conversation and that was it. I smiled
go,
at her.
Hi.
No, I didn't. I thought, weren't you there? Weren't you there?
No, I don't think I was there.
I think you were.
Fuck off. Was
that night when?
Was
I think you were. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We were in Barbar.
What a place! What a place! Been sick over the bar in Barbar.
We were in Barbar
and didn't get kicked out.
That was brilliant. I remember. That's in my brain.
I always remember that. I'm like, what a disgusting rat I was. Like that is
a club rat.
That is disgusting. But
yeah, I remember that.
It. Yeah.
Do you not? You don't remember
Wait,
that?
Wait, no.
Because it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We didn't make it a big deal.
No.
No, we were so, you're right. So respectful.
So respectful.
Yeah.
So,
Brilliant. Well, yes, it's shitty.
Yeah,
it is shitty.
But then I've been in other situations and I've not been so respectful and I've been like, oh God, like you can't help it.
The thing is, you never want to see your partner's ex.
No.
Ever.
Sometimes it just winds you up the wrong way.
That's why I'm surprised that she is putting herself in situations to be around you guys.
Me too.
Because I'd be avoiding it like the plague.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Me too.
I physically couldn't. Like, I just don't want to see it.
No.
So the fact that she's trying really hard to kind of make your life a misery as well, but in turn, she's hurting as well because it's not nice to see.
No, it's not. It's not nice for either of you.
It's not nice for Bri. It's just shit for everyone.
But it will pass.
But it will pass. And like Soph said, like, it's once very you get normal. Out there, you know, get away from the uni society and
clubs, culture.
Because like, you're all living on the same campus. You're all in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Once that kind of disperses, you'll feel...
It'll be a distant memory.
It will be a distant memory, But I'm happy you've got a good boyfriend and good mates who are siding with you and are supporting you.
Kill him with kindness.
Yeah. Kill him with kindness.
Kill him with kindness. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to bring the episode to a close.
Quote. What should I look up for?
I'm going to do quotes about being civil with exes.
There she goes. Let's find it.
This is why ignorance is bliss.
It is.
And that's, it's lovely in the real world when you haven't got a clue.
It is.
I couldn't tell you.
I love that.
I could that's not what tell you.
The last thing you want ignorance is names and faces. All I need to know is, okay, there was an ex.
I just need to know when.
Yes.
How long did it last?
Do we want to know why it ended?
No, don't care.
I don't really care either, but...
I think
why it ended, when, and what you learned from that relationship. You know? How are you going to make this one better? What did you learn?
So what did you learn from that?
And what are you applying to this one? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is.
Tell me what I need to know.
Yeah.
And I can move on.
Yeah. Kill kindness.
These aren't really the vibe.
We could just...
These are giving like, you know... These are giving bitchy, these quotes.
Oh, is it? Well, look, we could just sing an excerpt of Kill Him With Kindness. From Selena. That could be our motivation song for this episode.
God, I mean, this goes out to the first girl. Remember that?
Oh, God, what happened on the first girl? Can't fucking remember. Oh, shit, me, Jenny and Brian. Oh, God, how could I forget?
This says, if you start a relationship being the other woman, you will never be the only woman.
Cool, blimey. Well, yeah, I mean, if he's not going to break up with Jenny.
Listen to this. Ran into my ex and his new girlfriend, and she looks just like I did when I was with him. Like a damn fool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's funny. All right, well, we could leave it on that note.
Yeah, should we leave it on that?
That's wisdom. That's wisdom if I've ever heard it before.
I don't have exes. I have examples of what not to do again.
Absolutely. Isn't it weird?
So
that we
weird.
Form these intense...
And then they're exes and it's like exile.
You know, we were in, quote unquote, in love with some people who we wouldn't...
Who we don't know now.
Who we don't... I know. That's
strangers.
We shared such... You
it's
know,
like you were strangers, then you weren't, now you're strangers
it's
again.
It's fucking weird if you ask
crazy.
Me.
Crazy.
Like, it's fucking, and then we're trying to get to know new people.
New strangers.
And form these connections. What? Why are we doing this for, babes?
All right, guys. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. If you want an extra episode of The Girls' Bathroom every single week, you can get it on Patreon.
Absolutely.
Chintzy's shaking her fist. Brand new episodes on Patreon every single Monday.
Yes.
And you can email your dilemmas.
We're going on tour if it's not already sold out.
If it's not already clear. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can follow us on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom, on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. So we'll see you next Monday if you're in the group chat. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
If you're
back here again. Love you.
Love you. Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.